Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And away we go into the 3 o'clock hour. We welcome you back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Sacktown, where the Padres will play the Athletics again tonight, game 2 of the 3-game series. Dylan Cease will be on the mound. Padres will begin play atop the National League West with a record of 9-2. If you didn't hear earlier, the only other two times the Padres have been 9-2 in their history just so happened to be 1984 and 1998. The 2 years that they went to the World Series. We can hope that history repeats, but that's a ways down the road. First, we got to take care of business with the A's tonight. Tony will have the call along with Jesse Agler. Beginning at 7:05, Sam Levitt's pregame show follows our program at 6:05. Matt Scraby's alongside, and speaking of him, he's already angry with me. So I thought I would offer this olive branch.
Wow.
If...
olive branching.
Here's an olive branch. If you would like to come see a Padres game...
Wait.
...from the Odyssey Suite, head to 973thefansd.com. Click on the contest page at the top, and you can sign up for the Scrabinator game.
That's right.
You will get one ticket in the suite for the May 12th game, Padres against the Angels, May 12th at 6:40 p.m. That's 973thefansd.com. Click the contest page at the top, find the link, and sign up. You'll get to take in a game in the Odyssey Suite with Mr. Scraby.
And the fellow Scrabinators.
Should be quite the
This time I
for
secured
you.
A night game for everyone because some people couldn't go.
Couldn't
for
make
the day
game last time.
So,
we got another one May 12th. Make sure you sign up. You get signed up. What happens after the sign up? Do you just go just go pick names at random or what?
Yes, pick names at random. So I use like a number generator and I say there's 500 people that signed up. I do between 1 and 500. I hit the number and then I go to that corresponding entry.
Really?
And then I contact that person.
This.
One ticket though this time because I got a little free ticket happy. No, free ticket happy when I'm like giving everyone two tickets and then I'm out of tickets.
Ah. You get a ticket.
Yeah.
You get a ticket.
They're like, oh, hey, can I bring my wife or can I bring my husband? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I'm realizing, oh, no, I promised all these other people tickets, too. So one ticket this year.
You went to win.
That guy,
you went a little Oprah on everybody last year. The freebie handouts.
yes.
Padres get back home, by the way, on Friday
tomorrow.
Night. They'll take on the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, you're talking about when's the next game?
Next game. Thursday they'll be home, or Wednesday night, actually, I imagine they'll be home. Rockies come in over the weekend. Friday night, Cocktail Fest, presented by Southwest Airlines, live music, drink specials, starting at $5 in Gallagher Square, from when the gates open until first pitch. And then, next week, Monday through Wednesday, the Chicago Cubs.
Chicago! Back in town.
Yeah, we're going to go run that back, so only in San Diego where it's a little warmer this time. And fans are going to have a chance to get their hands on the Aloha shirt, which Matt Scraby is going to somehow kind of display over there.
Why don't you put it on, Scraby?
It won't fit.
It's a large?
It's an XL, but I will say that the giveaway shirts are usually too small, even if I get a double XL. So,
first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive our most floral shirt yet. Beautiful orange flowers, gold Padres logos. Shirts will be distributed first come, first serve. First pitch, 6:40 p.m. And that is Monday night's game. Is that right, Scrape? Monday night? It doesn't say here, actually.
Monday.
It really doesn't. It says the whole series. It doesn't say what night the shirt giveaway is, so I want to make sure I get it right. There are five fan-friendly sizes. There is youth, large, medium, large, XL, 2XL, and Scraby XL. While supplies last.
True. Hey, Don looks great in that commercial.
Don Orsillo doing a little modeling. Yes, I've seen that.
I wonder if he had a film crew with him out in the middle of the bay or wherever he was.
Think he did a selfie video?
Maybe.
Could have.
Tony's going to have to ask for us.
Don's handy on those types of things.
I'm willing to say there's no shot he took a selfie of himself.
Really? You think there's someone that went out in the boat with him to film that?
I don't think he filmed that himself.
Oh.
I'd be surprised.
Filmed that.
No. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to today's Daily Gambit action.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Now, we have a winner of our March Madness pool this year. Congratulations to Eric Olson, who won the top spot. And so they picked Florida to win, but they had a pretty dominating score. I gotta say, their score was like 200 points higher than the second place. I came in 13th, I believe.
I think I was 15th. I was right behind you. We both picked Florida to win, and I, but we didn't get the rest of it.
Tony, who did you pick? I forget.
I think he picked Duke.
Oh, okay,
not a bad pick.
Yeah, I got, I'm ranked 3.1 million among all the
different... I know, isn't that funny? Makes you feel kind of small and insignificant, doesn't it?
Actually, it makes me feel good because I'm always, like, the bottom. Because I stink.
Bro,
but
there's a million people better. Why do you feel better about that?
Yeah.
Because last year I was probably ranked, like, 14 millionth. Anyway.
Oh, you really cut it down.
It's been a contentious day on the show. Florida, Houston. Florida was a one-point favorite. I actually can't remember what Tony said, but I think he said Houston.
I said Houston.
All right. Chris and I went Florida, and Tony went Houston, and it was a two-point win for Florida, so Florida covers. Total score, over, under, 140.5. Chris said under. Tony and I said over. It was under. 65-63 is 128. Now, here's a bet that I think everyone got wrong. Walter Clayton Jr., over, under, 21.5 points. We all went over. He had 11 points. I don't even know if he had a field goal late into the game.
He didn't. He got all three of his baskets in the last 7 or 8 minutes.
All right.
Houston did a great job. They did everything but win the game. They really did.
Padres and A's over under 8.5 runs last night in their game. Chris and Tony said under. I said over. Thank you for Tony's home run because that put it over 5-4.
Yes, it did.
9. Who had more strikeouts, Mackenzie Gore against the Dodgers or Michael King against the A's? We all went with Michael
King.
That's
not right, by the way.
What?
Ty's homer made it 5-3.
Yeah. Soderstrom's second home run.
Am I missing out on this Soderstrom guy? Chris has mentioned him about 4,000 times on the show.
That's because he played well against the Padres the last couple of times.
I'm genuinely asking, is he a better player than I'm giving him credit for?
Evidently, he's got 6 home runs. He's got 2 last night. He hit 2 against the Padres last year. I think he's warrants a little attention.
All right, well, thanks for calling me out, Tony, as well.
Sorry.
No, you should have. You should. You're right, though. You're right. It wasn't Toddy's home run. It just helped to get there. Mackenzie Gore versus the Dodgers or Michael King at the A's. We all went King. Mackenzie Gore had 7 strikeouts against the Dodgers. Michael King only had 2 against the A's. Giants.
Mackenzie's looked really good his first couple starts.
Yeah. Struck out, I think, 13 opening day or something like that.
He's looked good. James Wood hit a home run last night as well just to make the Soto people, trade people unhappy.
Yeah, it's also the headline on MLB.com was Ohtani a double away from the cycle. Dodgers lose. Instead of Mackenzie Gore strikes out 7, James Wood hits a home run. Dodgers lose.
I mean, this is very simple.
Tony, no
marketing tactic.
Very simple marketing here.
I'm well aware.
Can't
I see right through it?
It doesn't seem like you're well aware.
I see right through it.
Seems like you're the opposite of aware.
I see right through it.
Seem quite angry,
and then I talk about
the whole thing.
Giants -1.5 on the run line against the Reds last night. Chris went Giants. Tony and I went Reds. Reds won 1-0.
2-0.
Really? Wait, no.
Might as well get it right. Tremendous performance by Hunter Green and by Logan.
Was it really 2-0?
Logan Webb, yeah. They both pitched incredible. I think the Reds scored in the 8th inning to win the game.
There is information.
There it is.
I could have sworn I saw 1-0 because I looked at Hunter Green and he had the win. I don't know what the heck I saw.
Yeah, I don't know what you saw.
This is probably one of the worst days I've had in a while.
It sounds like you need to get some sleep because I think you said you ain't got no sleep.
Yeah, last
night was tough.
We got 3 hours to go. I don't think you're going to make it.
Last night was tough. I did one of those things where it was like you fall asleep for 30 minutes and you stare at the ceiling for 4 hours.
Why don't you go lay out there? We'll bring Sammy in or something. Yeah, you're struggling.
Oh,
I hate to see this.
Dan, you want to come around the board?
I hate to see this.
Cade Cunningham. Who scored more, Cade Cunningham or Tyler Hero?
I don't know, Scrabe. Who scored more, buddy?
I'm a little nervous. I don't know either. Chris and I took Chuck Cunningham. Tony took Hero. Cunningham had 35. Hero had 20.
Right. You got that right. To add it all up, Scraby, you won last night, despite your sleepiness.
I've been pretty good lately.
You were 4-3. I was 3-4. Tony Gwynn Jr., surprising for him, lost 6-7. Tony's always very good at this. We'll see how he does tonight. After we check some traffic, we'll take a look at some of the games coming up and give you a little more Gwynn and Chris. Keep it right there.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
There.
Finishing up our Daily Gambit segment, we actually have to get our bets, and so I will hand it off to Mr. Grisella.
All right. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr.
You're very welcome.
I thought we'd start with this one tonight because I did want to discuss it with you briefly because I haven't had a chance to. Oklahoma City Thunder, 9-point favorites over the Lakers tonight. Game is in OKC.
Mm.
I wanted to bring this up because on Sunday, the Lakers smashed OKC on the road, Tony. I know. I want to give you a chance to puff your chest out a little bit.
Lakers puffing it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, no. They put it on. They put it on those boys.
Yes.
SGA, CGA, Lakers in five.
Listen to it.
I would love for them to go out, and I don't even necessarily need them to win tonight. I just needed them to keep it close so that the Thunder stay on notice. Like, that wasn't just because on the flip side, the Lakers hit 15 threes in the first half, and I think they hit 22 or 23 for the night. So
that
it
can help.
It was a great shooting night. So I would just like for them to come in and have a good game against them in back-to-back. Because then Oklahoma City knows it's real. But they may elect to sit some guys because they have a back-to-back. And on the second end of that back-to-back is the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm sure Luka wants to go to Dallas.
Tomorrow night is Luka's return, huh?
Tomorrow night and have a night. So I don't know. I just want to keep this one close.
Well, are you going to bet that it'll be close?
Yes, I will. Points? I will take the nine.
All right. Scrape, what do you want to do? Want to just laugh in Tony's
you know,
face.
No. I believe in the Lakers.
You
for
do?
Some reason.
Why?
Why?
What'd you do? Lakers. Oh, sorry. I didn't believe in Lakers. I thought you were just discussing it.
I put it on the sheet, but you didn't know.
I'll take OKC. Cleveland minus 15 over doubles. Cleveland is a runaway in the East without Donovan Mitchell tonight. Still a 15-point favorite. The Bulls have actually won 12 of their last 16. Not that anybody's noticing other than myself. Scravey, who do you like here? 15.
15 is a lot of points.
That's a lot for an NBA game.
The Bulls aren't that bad either. I'm going to go Bulls.
Bulls. I got to go Bulls. The Bulls are 20-19 on the road. That's strange but true.
It's just one game over
500. It's over 500, Tony. Come on. They're
stunning revelation.
It's a stunning revelation for them.
That's true. I'll take the Bulls as well.
All right. Giannis, minus 3 points, or Ant-Man? Tonight, Milwaukee plays Minnesota. You take Giannis, or you take Ant plus 3? It seems like the T-Wolves have been playing very well of late.
I'm going to take Ant plus 3.
Ant plus 3 for you. I'll go Ant plus 3.
I'll be a contrarian.
No, you may. Giannis, minus 3 for you. There it is. Little baseball. Good matchup tonight in Hotlanta. Phillies 1.5 runs over the Braves.
Is what's name making his debut today? Spencer?
No. Chris Sale is pitching against Zach Wheeler. Very good matchup.
Oh, wow.
But how long can the Braves be? What are they? 1-8? 1-8, yeah. Phillies are 7-2. I'll take Atlanta. Why
That's
not?
A tough start to the year.
That is, but Atlanta's got to start waking up. I'll take them tonight. Scraby?
I'm going to go Zach Wheeler.
Phillies? Tony?
I'm going to go Zach Wheeler and the Phils.
The Phils. Padres A's tonight. The over-under's 8 runs. Tony's first on this one. 8 runs tonight. Last night it was 8.5. They ended up scoring 9.
Not because of Fernando's Tatis.
No, under.
Under tonight, he says. I'll go over. I feel like the bandbox will happen again tonight. There was, 4 home runs last night. Maybe tonight there'll be some guys on. Scraby?
Dylan Cease has a no-hitter through 7.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he might.
I mean, I would love to.
Okay.
I'm going to go over, though.
Over. This one is yours, Scraby, and yours alone. Paul Skeens, over under 7.5 strikeouts tonight against the Cardinals. Scrape? 7.5 for Skeens.
I'm going to have to say over.
Wow, you're starting to just join the club now. If you can't beat him, join him.
No. I've always said I like Paul Skeens, the baseball
you
player. Hate the media coverage.
You hate it on him.
You root against two players in Major League Baseball. Paul Skeens and Shohei. You just do. It's in your nature. It's in your blood.
And Facts. Zion.
Even and though Zion, he's not, even a, he's not,
he's
in,
not
baseball.
In baseball.
No, I know.
He's
I know.
Not in baseball. All right, you're going over, though.
I did appreciate his pajama photo shoot that he did the other day. You guys see that?
Paul Skeens?
I did.
GQ. I got to believe that Paul Skeens' wife is dragging him to these things. Or not his wife, his girlfriend. He can't want to do that. Like, he doesn't look like the kind of guy that's, you know.
No, he looks miserable in these pictures.
He definitely does.
Mr. Skeens, do your best to put a happy face on.
You gotta trick him a little bit better, Mr. Skeens.
Cardinals are 0-4 on the road, so I'll take Skeens to go over as well. Tony? 7.5 strikeouts. Skeens over?
Skeens.
I like that. All right, that's our...
That's it.
Our wagers for tonight. It gives us a moment before Tony goes. I want to ask him about the stunning story in the NBA today.
Yeah, what is with this?
Wow. Tell me about it.
You
man.
Know, if you didn't hear this, I just heard a little bit ago. It's totally... I just found Kobe White's not playing tonight against the Cavs. Does anybody want to change their pick?
Yeah, put the Cavs back
You're
up.
You're going with the Cavs
for
you. I'll stick with the Bulls. But Kobe White has been really, really good of late. But the big story is Denver Nuggets, who won the NBA title like 18 months ago and have the best player in the league, and they're third or fourth place in the West. They fire their coach, Mike Malone, today with 4 games left in the season. I don't get it at all.
This is the kind of thing that happens when certain ownerships are getting involved. Because it wasn't just him. The GM was also fired.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah, everybody.
Who in their right mind does this with 4 games remaining
in a season? Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
None. The Nuggets have lost 4 in a row, but one of their stars, Jamal Murray, has missed all of those games with an injury. So that's part of the reason. Denver is certainly a candidate to come out of the West. You know, they're
This seems like an irrational
Knows? I mean, the only thing I can honestly think of is something we're not going to find out about. You know, like Michael Malone went into an office and told an owner to, you know, something he shouldn't have said.
Yeah, 100%.
Or something was happening, you know, in a kind of a tawdry manner that we don't know about.
He would have had to pull the move on the owner that the manager for the Cleveland Indians in Major League, when Roger Dorn handed him the contract and told him he didn't have to do any calisthenics.
Yeah.
He would have had to do what the manager did in order to get the kind of firing like this.
I mean,
otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And if you want to hear one of the biggest lies ever told in a quote, Josh Kroenke, vice chairman of the Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, who is the guy now runs the Nuggets. Quote,
he seems like he knows a lot about sports,
I bet.
By the way.
Yeah, he said, this decision was not made lightly. It was evaluated very carefully. And listen to this, Tony. We only do it with the intention of giving our team the best chance of competing for the 2025 NBA championship.
AI wrote this.
I mean, are you serious?
AI had to have written that.
You really think we're going to believe that you did this with the idea of giving your team the best chance to win the title?
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that is outrageous about this. It is literally the one coach that your best player has ever known.
Yeah, Jokic loves this guy, or at least plays for him.
This just stinks. I mean, he won a title 18 months ago.
Yeah,
and he's a third or fourth seed this year, and you are firing him.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. But there's something happening here. And somebody in Denver has to uncover what really happened here, because this can't just, you know, ownerships can be stupid, and especially those in Denver, apparently. but I can't believe they're being asked stupid to make this move unless something happened that we just, you know, we can't.
I read.
Picture. What do you got?
What did you read, buddy?
That he's I almost called him Budenholzer. What's his name? Mike Malone.
Michael Malone. Mike Malone.
Yeah. I read that he's going to take over for Popovich in San Antonio.
Oh, so they fired him to let him do that?
Didn't say I believed anything. This is what I'm reading, is that he going to San Antonio to be the head coach.
He very well may end up at San Antonio, but he is not asking to get fired from that job to go to San Antonio when he doesn't even know if Pop is actually going to retire. Now, he may very well end up there. I'm just saying, that seems like a way to let Denver off the hook there. That kind of excuse, right?
The guy's 150 games over 500 in his career.
Now, if you want me to extrapolate this rumor, I could say that
he went
in and talked to management, and he was like, guys, I really want to coach the Spurs next year. And they're like,
get
no,
out.
You are under contract. You are staying here.
So you're telling me he'd rather coach Wimby than Jokic? Does that make sense to you? I'm going to leave this dude here to go work with that guy there.
I'm really having a hard time finding a way to answer that.
You're not going to be able to.
Just want to make sure.
You're not going to be able to. If you need an answer to that question, call Josh Kroenke. I'm sure he'll have something for you.
Jose said, it's like when Mike Schilt got fired from the Cardinals. That was as surprising.
Not 4 days before the end of the season.
Oh, no, that's
ridiculous.
And they're going to the playoffs. Oh, you're right.
This literally is like, we're trying to create good vibes right before the playoffs. So we fired our head coach.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? We fired him. We're going to the NBA Finals.
That's what they did. Yeah, shocking story for sure. All right, we'll take a break. Tony will take the break for us.
Let's go to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Oh, Chris is Fantabulous Sports Game Show, everybody. Stay right there.
We're going to do our Christmas Fantabulous Sports Game Show here, but we're going to table it. Tony had to run out, grab a couple of things. He'll be able to get back for the Fantabulous Game Show in the 5:30 segment. So we'll the Fantabulous Game Show fans, you'll have to wait a couple hours for today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. With that changing to 5:30, we take the Scraby segment.
Yes.
Which I was very nice to just award to Mr. Scraby last week. And, you know, he gets to take over the show for one segment. It's usually at the end of the program. But today we're going to do it in the see what the 3:30 listeners think of it, Scrabe.
So, the 3:30 listeners.
Yeah, that's who's listening right now. The 3:30 listeners are listening right now. It's 3:37.
Thank you. I am not.
You're not
right
with it
today.
At all. Today.
I am not. Like, I'm in a different place. I'm not even sure I should probably drive home.
Be like, careful. Be careful.
I promise you, I've had nothing to drink.
Would
but
you
apparently...
like me to? Would you like me to call you an Uber or a Lyft?
No, because it will cost too much money. I'll just walk.
My goodness.
I don't know what's happening today. I really, really don't.
Well,
but...
then that should make this next segment. Even more
better.
Interesting than we think. So,
all right.
Let's turn it over to you or turn it over to traffic.
We'll do traffic
one way or the
first.
Other.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I actually have a. I also have a daily gripe, Chris.
So, well, I can probably come up with one.
You got one? Okay.
Probably.
Everybody's always got a gripe.
I got a gripe, yeah, sure.
Everybody's always got a
gripe. Sure.
We're going to start with something that happened with a New York Yankee. And it is Cody Bellinger.
Okay.
He was scratched today against the Tigers. Did you see this, Chris?
I did not. I saw the Yankees lost to the Tigers 5-0. Tarek Skubal pitched a nice game for the Motown Bengals.
The Motown Bengals.
Yes.
yeah, so Cody Bellinger was scratched. And the reason, Aaron Boone says, food poisoning.
Okay.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because of what they blamed for the food poisoning, which furthers my... I hate this food item, and I can't look at it.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
No. Is there a certain food item that you just kind of turns your stomach?
You actually ate them last Thursday.
All right.
Round Table Pizza.
Well, that's not fair to say to our friends at Round Table Pizza.
No, I'm not saying there's... I'm just saying I don't eat wings.
You
ever.
Don't like wings, okay?
Wings is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. The Round Table wings, by the way,
you chow down.
The pizza are great. The wings are really, really good.
Yes, I saw Chris going to town.
Yeah, I went to town on those last week. But so it wasn't Round Table wings. He got stomach poisoning from.
No,
it was another. Okay, let's be clear about that.
Yes, that's a good idea. We should be clear about that.
Okay.
But no, it has nothing on Table Wings. They don't think it happened in Detroit either. They think it happened when they were flying from Pittsburgh to Detroit. So
airplane wings are something you got to keep an eye on.
Maybe it's like it's a private plane, so I guess you could maybe get wings on the plane.
You know, I should knock wood here, or knock whatever this table's made out of. I don't believe I've ever had food poisoning, ever. I just don't know why I've been lucky, and now that I said it, I'll probably get it tomorrow, but...
Knock on wood.
That's what I'm knocking on. I've never had. Have you?
Like,
where you're throwing up, and I mean, it's that bad?
Yeah, when I lived in San Francisco, we ate some pretty questionable street food.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, and late at night street food. Anyway, this happened.
Can you get food poisoning from like tofu?
Yeah, you can get food poisoning from anything,
right? Okay.
Yeah, as long as there's bacteria on it. It's not great either. I mean, it doesn't feel like the flu. It feels like you're dying for a second.
Well, that's
pretty crazy.
Not great.
All right, so I'm going to put up some plays on our video, Chris, because I got a bunch of different plays that I found from over the weekend.
Okay.
Now, when someone says you're laying out for a catch, on Sunday, between the Mariners and the Giants.
Yeah. Victor Robles?
Victor Robles.
Yeah.
Dives into foul territory down the right field line.
Look
goes
at that.
Goes straight into the net and face plants.
You know, he is... did you see the announcement today?
He's out for
12 weeks.
Yeah, after doing this, right?
It's an unbelievable catch. It's one of the best catches you'll ever see down the right field foul line. And then he just... completely collapses on the field after this play.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I imagine the Seattle Mariners wish he didn't make this play now.
He made the catch.
I know, but it was one out, and it's going to cost them 12 weeks
it
of their right
cost
fielder.
Them 12 weeks.
That's a great play he made.
But I guess when you have a right fielder, you want them to make that play. I wouldn't want to see Fernando doing this though.
No, that's what I just said. If Fernando was going for that ball, and look, the Padres play in San Francisco, right?
Yes,
at least twice this year. What it is, it's a very small, if you don't see it on the YouTube, if you're just listening, there's this very short fence there down the right field
very
line.
Very short, like thigh high.
And then above that is netting. So he dove over the short fence, but he got tangled up in the netting as he was making the catch.
Yep.
And you can just see after he brings the ball back onto the field, he just kind of collapses.
He does.
And what was the – I didn't see the injury.
I think it was wrist.
Wrist injury.
Let me just make
sure
of that.
Yeah, it's 12 weeks. And so you're right. If I'm the Padres, when I go to San Francisco, I tell Fernando, you are to go nowhere near that area of the field.
I'm sorry. Another wrong thing I've done today. Fracture in shoulder.
Shoulder. Yeah. Well, it's because he got hooked it up in the net.
He did.
Like it was in the netting, and he just got all discombobulated there.
He did.
So, yeah, Fernando, I don't care. Ball drops, you're not running into that netting.
Yeah, do not do that.
No.
I had shoulder surgery last year. Can't imagine a shoulder fracture. Seems really difficult.
Rather not experience it myself.
All right, so Sunday Night Baseball. Cards and Red Sox had to play a doubleheader. This is the second of the doubleheader. This is in the top of the third inning. And William Contreras, Wilson, is it William or Wilson?
Wilson's with the Cardinals.
Okay, Wilson Contreras at the plate. Willier Abreu, who won the AL...
Player of the Week?
No. Last year he won the Gold Glove for
okay.
right field.
Sorry.
Here is him throwing out someone at third, and this is like a perfect throw.
One of the great throws.
Great throw. Very slow grounder through the infield.
Yeah.
Gonzalez to third base. Strikes him right there. Like, I don't know that you could have a better throw than that. He led the guy's glove into the tag.
Well, I'm going to give it the announcer just said elite. It was a great throw. And you're right. It was right on the money. Newt Barr got cut down running it. But I'm gonna take a little away from him.
Okay.
It was such a slowly hit ball that by the time he feels it, he's only about 15 feet on the outfield grass.
Yes.
So the throw is not that much of a distance. I would like you and anyone who has a moment tonight to go back to a video from the 1971 World Series. I know this is crazy. You don't like when I do this. Roberto Clemente got to a ball against Baltimore in the World Series that was against the right field fence, spun around, and threw home on the fly.
Really?
From the fence. Right.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah, right to the catcher who's standing on home plate. He goes, thank you. Those throws blow me away. This was a great throw.
It was.
But he was right behind the outfield dirt by the time he charged the ball. He didn't have to throw the same distance. But it was a hell of a play.
Now we're moving to the Pirates and the Yankees from the other day. These next two are going to be terrible efforts in the outfield.
Okay.
Just awful efforts in the outfield.
Right.
This one, O'Neill Cruz is the guy who's going to give a terrible effort.
Why do I feel like when I watch this guy play that he's capable of a bad effort at any moment?
Well, he is. He's also kinda really great.
Yes.
He's
one of these guys that is so skilled that I don't believe he thinks he needs to try hard.
I get it. And here is the play. So Austin Wells is up to bat. So the top of the fourth inning. Pirates up 2-1.
Okay.
A little blooper that goes right by him. He doesn't even look like he's trying, Chris. Wells is going to second. He's going to round second. Austin Wells gets a triple on this.
It was a stand-up triple.
A stand-up triple. It was a flare into center field. He wasn't going to catch it, but he was definitely there to stop the ball from going into the fence.
Let's put it this way. He would have stopped it if he tried.
Yeah,
he didn't try. He just,
here it is again.
He looks like a beer league guy. You know,
look at that. That's too bad.
He looks like a beer league guy on a Tuesday night who just really could care less whether he gets it or not, and he didn't get it.
You can't tell me that your teammates aren't angry with that effort.
You don't like when I do this, but again, Billy Martin, Earl Weaver, Tommy Lasorda, they yank that guy out of the game during the inning.
I'm fine with that. I really am.
You know, Billy Martin did that one time to Reggie Jackson in a game at Fenway Park.
That's gutsy.
During the inning.
That is gutsy.
He sent, and I don't remember the backup outfielder for the poor Yankees. He sent a backup to right field during the inning to replace him. Imagine being the guy that has to run out there from the dugout at Fenway Park and tell Reggie, Billy would like to take you out of the game right now. Reggie comes running into the dugout.
I can't even imagine.
And they just start throwing punches. There's a fight. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson, they're just throwing haymakers in the dugout.
Wow.
Yogi Berra, everybody's in there trying to separate them.
That's crazy.
Those were the days, Scrape. Those were the days.
I can't even imagine. I can't even.
I've
heard many stories about Reggie Jackson being not the nicest person in the world.
Me too, but he has every right to be angry that a manager upstaged him like that to take him out during an inning.
That is pretty wild.
I'm sure there's video of it. If you YouTube Reggie Jackson, Billy Martin fight, you can find it.
All right, here's another terrible... I don't know if this is more
this
of a terrible,
as bad.
Terrible effort or just he's not a center fielder. But Andy Pahez on Saturday got tied
up. He's starting to take some
up.
Criticism.
The Dodgers are up 7-6 in this clip. Bottom of the seventh inning, Bryce Harper at the plate, and here it is.
Yeah, Andy Pahez turns to his left, turns to his right, turns to his left, turns to his right, and then watches the ball fall down.
Yeah,
it was... He missed it by about 10 feet.
And the Dodgers fans are very angry that Andy Pahez is still playing center field. I don't know if that's a bad effort or if he's just not a good center fielder.
I think he just got confused. We've talked about this before, and Tony's not here right now to discuss it, but line drives right at you are easily the hardest ones to play. You can't judge the depth.
New ballpark, too.
And he's on the road. He doesn't know the ballpark. And that ball knuckled out there. So he thought it was over his left shoulder. It ended up landing 10 feet over his right shoulder.
So we're saying this is not so much a bad effort. It's
I don't believe that was an
a...
effort. That was not an effort. That was a ability.
It was ability.
Yeah,
okay,
just didn't have the ability to make that play. I saw Pahez was not in the lineup last night. Dodger fans were celebrating. He is back in there tonight. So
yeah,
short-lived trip to the bench.
Everybody is going to freak out when another fly ball goes out to him.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one final. This is a great, great, great play, Chris. Did you see the Red Sox catch to start the game last night?
No.
This is the first pitch of the game. Bo Bichette up to bat, and the center fielder has one of the most incredible catches to start the year.
Pitch swinging,
all the way out to right field. Kind of lays out, gives his body up for this. There's another angle of this somewhere. I'm not going to have it on this one, but he goes sliding into the wall, slams his face into the wall in the cold. That's pretty good stuff, Chris. You're not a fan of that?
I hear who it was. Rafaela was the guy.
Yes.
I was just trying to hear Dan Schulman's call.
Gotcha.
No, that was a great catch, laying out on the warning track like that. Beautiful play.
Beautiful.
Very good. Some web gems. Scraby's web gems today.
I think I might start doing this a little bit more.
Well, you're running out of time to get your daily gripe in, and I know people want to hear that.
Okay, why don't you get your daily gripe first?
I have a simple daily gripe.
Hold on,
I've been holding on to it for a couple days.
Hold on.
What's annoying Scraby today? Let's find out. It's time for the Daily Gripe.
It's just simple. It happens in two places. One, when you're getting gas. You're at a gas station because, we all have to get out of our car now and pump our own gas, right? So it happens
for a long time.
It also, I know, you're right. It's still not that way in New Jersey, though, I don't believe.
New Jersey?
Last time
I was in Massachusetts, it's the same way.
Yeah, New Jersey, I don't believe you can pump your own gas. When you're out getting your gas, also now at the Soapy Joe's, you're out drying up your car and tidying it up after you go through the car wash.
Yes.
It's the guy who pulls up next to you and opens up his car and blares his own music for everybody in the gas station or Soapy Joe's to hear.
Yep.
As if we all want to hear your stupid music while we're cleaning up our cars.
I'm with you 100%.
You people, please realize and respect the fact that there's other people there that are getting gas in their car or, tidying up their car wash car who don't want to hear your music blaring at 10 while you dry your car
whatever. No, I'm
with
you.
And there's a lot of people who do this, Scraby. I am always tempted, but I don't have it with me anymore because there's no CD player in my car. I'm always tempted to get a Barry Manilow CD and blare that right back at the guy.
I really wish you would. I really wish you would.
If I have to listen to that, you have to listen to this.
That's
my gripe on that one.
That is a pretty good one.
Well, it's just people who don't care about other people. And, that's in general something
I
hate.
I'm with you. We have this thing now. It's like, I can do whatever I want because I can.
No, you can't.
Why don't you live in society a little bit?
Try to mix in with the rest of the crowd a little. We don't want to hear your music. When you're in your car driving down the street, turn it up to your heart's content.
What about a stoplight?
I'll give you that, even though that's a tad annoying when the windows are down. But
when my windows are shaking?
Yeah, I know, but that's at least in your car. But once you're in the gas station, turn your music off while the gas is filling up. I don't want to hear it.
I agree. You're not supposed to have your car battery on at all when you're filling up at a gas station.
Gee, tell that to the guy, the two cars that as I was driving down to golf this morning on the 15 South, that must have both been going 150 miles an hour in and out of traffic on the freeway.
All right, here's my daily gripe, Chris.
Where is the police? How do these people, what are these people thinking when they're doing that?
I don't know.
Do they think there's anything wrong with it at all?
No, I saw someone today doing that, and then it was, I pretty much ended up right behind them.
Oh, man.
My daily gripe is something. Go back to your stream, Chris, because I was following this car the other day.
Oh, there's video of your daily
gripe. No, it's a picture.
Okay.
But my daily gripe is this guy. Like, what is this?
And why? Why are you stuck behind it? If one of those straps break, all that, with this guy's entire furniture in his entire life is in the back of this truck.
It's about, I would say,
there's
20
a box
feet
spring.
Tall.
There's a box spring there. There's a couch there. There's a refrigerator back there, I think, Scrib.
Yeah, I mean, they have everything in there.
In one truckload, and it's all strapped in with some very thin orange wrapping.
Yeah.
If one of those straps breaks, you might die driving behind that car with all that stuff falling on you.
I realized this, and when I got behind the guy, I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
What is this guy doing? And someone's saying you shouldn't be taking pictures while you're driving.
And you shouldn't be, because you say you're a rule follower.
You caught me.
Right,
but okay. I had to, for the sanctity of daily gripe.
You know, you're making a sacrifice for the good of the show.
Guess what, Chris?
What?
We have the lineup.
All right, Padre lineup. When we come back, we'll let you know if Jackson Merrill's in it. We'll also play Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973, if you want some trivia and a chance to go to Vegas.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.